Today's children can often have a troublesome start when it comes to eating. Baby-led weaning, when babies are encouraged to feed themselves instead of taking purees from a spoon, isn't a new concept for parents today. Here to tell us more is Aileen Cox-Blundell, who's a mother of three and is the creative force behind baby-led feeding. Aileen, you're very welcome to Global Village.
Hi, how are you?
I'm delighted. I'm so excited to meet you finally because I'm a huge fan. But tell people who are listening who maybe haven't heard of baby-led weaning what it is.
Okay, so baby-led feeding, as I like to call it, is simply means that you place food down in front of your baby and you let them pick it up and put it into their mouth themselves. So for me, it's so much more because it is.
I can just hear people as you say that you put food in front of a baby. Oh my goodness, they're going to choke.
They won't choke. So everything I do is like really soft and squishy so you can squash it between your finger and your thumb. And what it does is it creates a really positive relationship with food right from the very beginning, right from the very first bite of the food that they get. And for me, it's all about sitting and eating as a family. And when you're feeding your child in this way, it has this amazing knock-on effect with everybody else in the family. So it's not just about your baby eating healthy, it's about the older children eating healthy and the parents eating healthy. It's a really positive, amazing experience. It's great.
People, this is the secret behind me being so trim, because people keep saying to me, if they haven't seen me before, like after I gave birth to my son, it's like, oh my God, you're half the size of what you used to be. So breastfeeding obviously played a big part of it.
Yeah.
But baby-led feeding played a huge part because I realized, oh my goodness, the baby is going to eat what I'm eating. So I can't eat junk anymore.
Yeah.
I have to lead by example. So we're all eating these lovely vegetables and wholesome home-cooked meals.
Absolutely. And like for me, breastfeeding played a huge part in it too, because I'm a huge supporter. But you're cooking one meal for your family that your baby gets to enjoy too. So you're not having to cook one meal for your baby and cook one meal for mum and dad and cook another meal for your other kids, which I know some parents do. But this just makes life so much easier and so much healthier. And it really does create a very positive relationship where kids see things like whole pieces of broccoli at the age of 6 months and know what a sweet potato looks like. So then when you do put it down in front of them when they're two, they're not like, what is this crazy thing that you're giving me?
And the gas part is because Phoenix ate all those lovely things when he was small and then he went off it. Off everything, because the toddlers are notoriously bad eaters, or they do not eat. They're just happy with the boob and the odd bit of toast here and there. But now I feel he's coming back to it. He recently picked up a piece of broccoli that I, you know, that I keep putting in front of him, and he picked it up and he ate it. I was like, oh my God, he's coming back to it. But your three kids, you didn't use baby-led feeding with all of them, and you can see how it's impacted their relationship with food.
So my daughter Jade, I did this 15 years ago before I ever knew that there was such a huge community of parents out there. And Jade just simply refused to eat food with a spoon, which is something that I found very common from parents that get in touch with me on my Facebook page. So she just refused to eat food from a spoon. So I had no choice but to place the food down in front of her and let her feed herself. And it's just about making sure it's like super nourishing. But with Dylan, my middle son, he hates being called the middle child, but he is the middle child. I didn't feed him in this way. I was busy and just, I just decided to go down the other route. But he became fussier and fussier. And he's not now. Now he's a really good eater, but that all was because of the baby-led feeding that I did with Oscar when Oscar was 6 months old. So I was trying to get Dylan to try new tastes all the time. So even at age seven, when you have like a really picky eater, you can still turn them around into being a little foodie. And Dylan is a little foodie now. He eats every vegetable I could possibly put in front of him, which other parents are like, that's amazing, because not all kids eat vegetables. That's a huge thing.
But what you said there is so powerful. You said no matter how old the kid is, if they're a bad eater, it's not too late.
Absolutely.
You can change them and get them to have good eating habits. But a lot of parents don't think that.
No, yeah, I think people think that once their child gets past the age of two, oh, my child used to eat all of these things. And it's a very, very common thing because most toddlers, when they get to the age of two, will like between the age of 18 months and about two and a half, they all go through a really fussy period. The whole lot of them do. Oscar did it. Dylan did it, Jay did it. But with Dylan, I gave into his things of, I don't like broccoli. Okay, I won't give you broccoli. Whereas with Oscar and with Jade, I didn't do that. I said, if you don't want it, I'll push it aside. You can have it later. But they didn't get anything else. That was the next meal they got. So if that was at dinner time, that was their lunch for the following day. It was put into the fridge and that was what they got the following day. So it's constantly reinforcing eating what they have and giving them no choice. And then they slowly do come around if you don't give in.
Yeah, because people think, oh, you know, it's just too difficult to do that. I'll just give them what they want. But the reality is you're making your job harder for yourself.
Absolutely. In the long term, it definitely is harder. And if you don't give in and you do persist with it, they all turn around. Like Oscar went through a really fussy period of not wanting to eat any vegetables, only wanting to eat like the carbohydrates, the rice and the pasta or the potatoes or the sweet potato fries. He would not touch any other vegetable at all and constantly like throwing them on the other end of the table. But we just pushed them aside, never gave in to him. And now he's eating all vegetables. So he's 3 years old and he's got past it and he's eating everything, which is what you want your child to be doing.
So it can be done.
It can be done.
So tell me, how did you go from, you know, doing this for your children and then thinking, hang on a second, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to set up babyledfeeding.com.
So I have a very lovely mother. And when Oscar was like 6 months old, I started photographing all the food that he was eating. And I was compiling just a little book to give him when he was like 21 as a, like a little present. And I just thought it'd be so cute. Imagine when you're like 21 and your mom gave you this book and you were like, this is you eating pasta and this is you eating pesto and kale hummus.
You're a real foodie, aren't you?
Yeah. And so when he was a year old, I showed it to my mom and I said, wait till I show you what I'm going to give to Oscar. And my mom was like, you can't keep this to yourself. There's other parents out there that would get huge benefit out of seeing your son eating kale hummus or kale pesto. So she just said, I wouldn't keep that to yourself. I think you need to try and get a book. And so then I started my blog and I approached my publisher, Gill Publishing. And
which, can I say, I'm a big fan of, because I can't pick up a book these days without it being published by Gill.
I know. And it's so amazing. And like I did everything from the graphic design of my book right through to the food styling and the photography. And they just gave me so much control over it. And it's done so well. Like it's the number one bestseller.
Baby. Let's be honest. It's your fourth baby,
it
right?
It really is my fourth baby. But it's done really well. Like it's been on the bestsellers list and it's just done amazing. So
And for like anyone listening to this, there's two things that I feel we've benefited as a family already. And our child is only two. One is the fact that mealtime is no longer a battle. Like we all enjoy mealtime. We actually go to restaurants and eat. You know, I mean, how many parents can actually say, "Oh, we eat once or twice a week outside with our toddler"? People are like, "Are you mad?" The last thing you want to do is take your toddler to a restaurant. But Phoenix is so well behaved because he loves his food. And the other thing is going back to the choking element. The gag reflex for babies is much further forward, so they don't choke. But I think because of the baby-led feeding approach, Phoenix knows what is okay to put into his mouth and what is not.
Absolutely.
So I've never seen him, you know, in the playground or out on the street, pick up something and put it into his mouth because he knows, ooh, that's our food.
That's the way
Oscar
other
children
is too.
Do that. Is that funny?
It's really like that's exactly the way he is too. He never puts things that shouldn't belong in his mouth. And he knows when he's eating not to overstuff his mouth. He always takes small bites and chews his food. And he's been doing that right since he was like 6 months old, which is amazing.
And let's talk about for a minute, because like home cooked food is the best food possible for your children. But you know, the lot of food that you can get off the shelves, it's not the best because it's processed and there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of sugar and there's a lot of salt in it. So it's not very healthy, is it, Aileen?
It's really not. And like what I try to do is make easy. Like I'm not a chef. I'm a mother, and I try to cook for my kids healthy food, and I don't eat any refined sugar. And I know people are like, "Wow, that's how can you not eat like a normal bar of chocolate?" But for me,
Thanks.
I try to pack though as much nourishment into every single bite as I possibly can. So I use things like fruit, like bananas are really sweet. Like baked bananas turn even sweeter when you bake them. And then using that into a chocolate mousse as a sweetener, it's really good. It's so yummy. Using sweet potatoes, like sweet potatoes, if you just drizzle a little olive oil on them and put them in the oven, like they caramelize and they turn into this most amazing caramel kind of taste.
I didn't know that.
And using them with like medjool dates, like some dried fruit, and making things like truffles and little bars and little bites. So you know that your child is getting really nourishing goodness, and they're easy, quick recipes. That's the thing about my book. They're easy, quick recipes that everybody can make. If you don't have to be a chef, you just have to be a mum who wants to cook good food for their kids.
That's what I was going to ask
or
you.
Or a dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But I was going to ask, you know, how quickly would you be able to turn around one of your recipes?
Really quick. Like everything I do is really quick. And they're all things that you have at home. I don't try and buy things that you can't get at home. The only things would be medjool dates, but you can buy them in any Asian store.
And they're, so and they're good pretty, for you.
Yeah, they're really good. So at least you know, like everything that you're giving your child is good, nourishing food that you're cooking at home. Batch cook things, stick it all in the freezer so you always have things on hand. Like I cook pancakes and even put them in the freezer, put some parchment paper in between them, pop one in the toaster. Like it's all about easy, quick, yummy, healthy food.
Do you do classes? I feel I need to come and see you cook and
you
learn
can go
all
to my
this.
House anytime.
You mentioned medjool dates. Just on a side note, because we learned this a few weeks ago, medjool dates are very good if you're expecting, because it helps soften the perineum.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, limit tears and
I
all that.
I wish I'd known that.
Me too. As all the women listen to this who have had babies are clenching as you
yes.
speak. Because
and all the ones that are going to have babies are like, what?
No, I'm
I
not
need to get the dates.
Yeah. Get the dates. And apparently you're supposed to have about six a day. I don't know if that's possible. But tell me about Groove Festival, because this is very exciting.
So it's really exciting. So I've been really lucky to have been asked to be involved with Groove Festival, which takes place in Kilruddery House. It's an amazing festival. So what they've done is they've separated it into two different parts. So there's Thrive, which is the wellness end of things. And then there's the music part, which is Groove. So Thrive is all about the wellness, and it's all about like good things, like good food and good fun and good family fun. So bring your kids. And it's so amazing. They're doing things like sorbing. They have things like yoga for toddlers, which I can't wait to see my three-year-old doing some yoga. I think that would be amazing.
Oh, yoga is brilliant.
Yeah.
Because they're so supple anyway, and yoga can actually help them stay supple.
They have like a dedicated family zone. They have climbing walls and archery and puppet and magic shows. And then they have all these amazing food demos, of which I'm going to be doing one. So you can come and watch me making, I'm going to be making like a sweet potato chocolate mousse, which is really amazing. And I'm also going to be talking about getting your kids to eat vegetables and knowing what vegetables taste like. So if you want to come along to Groove and see me, it's going to be an amazing weekend.
I have to say, since I've become a parent, I'm like every week or by Wednesday, I'm like, okay, what are we doing this weekend? Because during the summer, there's so many cool festivals, and it's just such a great buzz to be out at events where there's other families, and of course there's activities, and you learn something as well, and you're outdoors. Kilruddery House is a beautiful venue as well.
Absolutely. And it's supposed to be amazing. Like the lineup for everything is going to be amazing at it. Like they have Primal Screamer, the headline for the music end of things. So like it's just fab. I'm so excited to be asked.
And of course, and you're going to be there. So
and I'm going to be there. So we'll it makes
be,
a great.
We'll be in the front row learning as we go. And of course, your book is available. Where can people get their hands on the Baby Led Feeding Cookbook?
Book is available in all good bookstores. So in Eason and Dubray Books and online on Amazon, on the Book Depository, anywhere you can buy a good book.
And any other plans for book number two?
Yeah, it's in the pipeline, maybe.
And can you say anything?
Yeah, not yet. It's really exciting. But if anybody wants to go onto my Facebook page, it's just facebook.com/babyledfeeding. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And if you're worried about starting off with baby-led feeding, like, don't hesitate to get in touch. I love talking to mums and dads. It's mostly mums, and I wish there was more dads. So,
because it is nerve-wracking. And I know I was worried, you know, because when you go from, you know, for the first 6 months, you're breastfeeding your baby, it's just, you know, it's so easy. And then suddenly they're sitting at a table and you're putting solid food in their hand, and you're like, how is this going to go? And half of it is just meeting someone who will just say, look,
absolutely, that it's okay. And like keep breastfeeding, and like that accounts for so much of your child's nutrition, like the food, like their tummies are so small, like the breastfeeding accounts for almost 75%. I think it's around that statistic of their nutrition. So like the food is should be complementing that. It's just a really positive, beautiful experience that I think everybody should be doing. I think it's brilliant.
Aileen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Aileen Cox Blundell, who's the mother of three and the creative force behind Baby Led Feeding, who, of course, will be at Kilroderick House and Gardens in Bray in County Wicklow, Saturday 19th and Sunday the 20th of August at the Groove Festival, which will be there with bells on.
Yay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.